From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A presidential spokesman resigns. All of Washington is abuzz today with the latest bombshell emerging from the White House as Press Secretary Sean Spicer has resigned. Sources quoted in media reports say his decision to step down is linked to the appointment of a new White House communications director, Anthony Scaramucci. They say that President Trump's spokesman offered his resignation shortly after Scaramucci, a New York financier, was named. Spicer's press briefings had drawn large audiences on television and social media. His longevity with the White House had been the topic of speculation since the early moments of the administration. Recently, Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has taken over most of the briefings and held them off camera. The Palestinian Ministry reports that three Palestinians died today when clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians turned violent. The violence broke out after the recent implementation of a new Israeli security measure. Israeli police have barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers on Friday. South Korea called on North Korea today to quickly accept its offer to hold military talks. CIA Director Michael Pompeo was in Colorado yesterday talking about North Korea, and someone asked him about Kim Jong-un.
We've watched. He'll respond. We've watched through many attempts. We've watched Kim Jong-un respond, right? He measures his responses. He's trying now to figure out how to work with the South Koreans to get us to back off, to get America to stop pressing just as hard as he is. You could certainly characterize that as a rational response to the threat that I think he perceives from the United States and from our allies.
This is VOA News.